You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent OECD report has highlighted the need for increased levels of equity funding and better support for teachers and school leaders in disadvantaged schools. I spoke to Linda Stewart, the former president of the NZEI and the current principal of May Road School, about the report.
I believe on Tuesday, the OECD an OECD report highlighted the need for increased equity funding and support for disadvantaged schools. I was wondering if you could just touch on this a bit.
I think the OECD report is another reminder that New Zealand's got an equitable education system. Many of us have been trying to reverse this over years, but there are some significant changes that need to happen as far as supporting those schools where there are more challenges, more needs through societal issues. It's absolutely clear that it needs to happen. I think over the time that we have had COVID, I think many of the inequities have been really starkly highlighted over that time, and so there are ways forward, and I think we need to be looking at ways that we can actually reverse it, as I said earlier.
Can you tell me a bit about the report's findings showed that experienced teachers are more likely to work in advantaged schools in New Zealand compared to other countries. I guess, is this a reflection of the support within disadvantaged schools that basically isn't there?
No, I think that it's interesting that that's found, and it's obviously quite true. But what we need to do, and I think this is where we need to go, we need to be able to attract and retain experienced teachers in the profession. And that looks like significantly increasing funding. It looks like smaller class sizes. It looks like additional staffing, particularly to support those students who are struggling with learning or behaviour. That would support our teachers, all of our teachers, to be the best teachers that they possibly could be in those situations. Our teachers need the time to be able to devote to their professional learning. And we know that teachers in this country are time poor. So if you're time poor and you're not getting the support that you need to actually address those needs that are in the schools that we're talking about, then actually are you going to want to stay within the profession? You know, we need to be able to keep great people in our profession. And so these issues that have been highlighted really do need to be addressed.
The OECD report has recommended a lot of recommendations for the government to ensure that schools get the right support that they need. Yep. Is there anything else which you would recommend?
No, I think it would be really good if government looked at the report, took it seriously, and started to think about those things that we have been asking for some significant time. And I talk about, you know, those small class sizes. I talk about the additional staffing that we need, particularly in primary schools, to support those students. We've been crying out for that for some significant time. And I know that there is work happening to address the equity funding into schools, but I think there's a sense of urgency around it now that's highlighted in the report.
Is there anything else which you feel like hasn't been touched on within the OECD report, or anything else within disadvantaged schools which you feel like should get some attention?
So I think that teachers come into working in schools with a real passion. They really want to make a difference for our kids, and they work really closely with families and in order to sort of encourage them to enjoy education and to be part of what happens for their child in education. And I think that having the time, having the support, having the additional staffing and resourcing is absolutely pivotal to enabling that to happen. One of the things that we find we don't always get the time for is those in-depth conversations with families. And I think that where we do have additional staffing, that can be really, really useful.
Now, do you think with COVID and the situation that New Zealand is faced with right now, with schools shutting down and kind of learning being moved to online, do you think that this situation is quite dire?
I think that there have been a number of mechanisms to try and address things such as the digital divide in our country. So those children, families who don't have Wi-Fi, who don't have digital devices, many of us in our schools are doing that as best we can. There does need to be a more systemic way of doing, of provision of internet across the country and also devices across the country in a more systemic way. And I think that people are looking into that, but there probably is a sense of urgency needed around that. I think that when we look at families, and I'm a principal of a low-decile school, when we look at families, they're struggling to really make ends meet, and that gets highlighted. We hear about that a lot, but it's the face of that. I mean, each child in their family is a new face that is actually in the face of struggle at the moment. And so supporting our families to have those things that they need, you know, the basics that they need in their homes. I do believe that the government's trying to do that, but I actually do think that there's some systemic stuff that we can do within our schools that would help teachers, principals to absolutely be able to meet the needs of many of these children.
That was Linda Stewart talking about the recent OECD report detailing the need for increased levels of equity funding and better support for teachers and school leaders in disadvantaged schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.